this homestand, just can you kind of, you know, talk about how what you've seen this homestand and just how much that improves the teams they can perform for?
Yeah, obviously a lot of tight games. You know, the Dodger series was definitely energetic here. Finding different ways to win. Some good at bats from guys. Ronald and Murph have been swinging it great. Pitching's been great. And just base running, hitting, defense, pitching. It's been good, clean homestand.
Are you surprised at all they didn't put you on there?
No, I mean, you just punched me out with the bases loaded. I had that before, so putting me on to face Mike is not really an easy task, so no.
Can you say just about how good Tyler continues to be and what he's done for this month?
He's been great. I think you can tell with a lot of guys when they know how to pitch. Kind of seeing it more in the game that, stuff kind of takes precedent. And some guys, leave the pitching aspect aside, and he's got the stuff and he knows how to pitch. Being able to put a fastball where he wants it to set up everything. One of the better fastball commands that I've seen. Being able to go in on guys, lefties especially, get ahead with not hitting a lot of plate and then working off that, taking shots down and away with a four seam late. Those are kind of signs of somebody who knows what he's doing, and he's come in and obviously been pitching great, but fit right in with all of us.
Tyler, well, Matt Olson just talked about how he felt about your performance. How would you assess your performance today?
I just tried to fill up the zone and make pitches like I always do, like I always try to. And Murph called a great game. It was just, making pitches at that point, and good things will happen. That's pretty much it.
Hey, Tyler, in San Francisco, it seemed like you were throwing a lot more different variety of pitches, and then after you came back from the injury list, you kind of stuck to your core stuff. How do you feel like limiting the pitch type has helped you so far in the season?
Yeah, I've been kind of just sticking with what's working. I've got, early in the season, I was getting, punished on my third and fourth best pitches. We're just picking our spots, to throw those. Like, we threw one to Goodman today, 0-2, just threw it off the plate, and it was a good pitch, but it was he's either going to swing at it or, we're going to mix that in, and then we got 2-3 pitches to work with after that, and we can throw anything we want. So it's just picking the right spots to throw those third and fourth pitches. Like I said, working with Murph, he's been great back there. We work well together, I'm trusting whatever he's whatever button's pressing.
Matt mentioned, your fastball command. I'm curious, how would you compare your fastball over the last month compared to at the start of the season or even last year?
It's been, maybe up a tick and velo, but that's always been, my best pitch. Being able to lean on that, more, especially with the, a little bit higher velocity, the stuff, plays a little better. But at the end of the day, if you just got to locate it, whatever velocity it was. I mean, McCarthy turned on a 93 mile hour fastball that was, in but not where I was trying to throw it. So it's just with that pitch, it's just you got to locate it.
Do you feel like you're commanding it or locating it better than you have?
I think so, yeah, especially in big situations. It's sporadic at times, but when fall behind and then come back, it's easy to come back into the count when you're able to locate it. So sometimes I'm not able to, and sometimes I do. So
Tyler, you've been here about a month now. Just what do you just take away from the overall experience of having just given the chance to jump in, contribute to a contender, and hit the ground running?
Yeah, I mean, it's super exciting to play on a team as good as this is probably the best team I've ever been on, been a part of. Happy that I can come in and, you know, like you said, hit the ground running and, you know, not miss a beat, you know, with where this team was at already. So just glad I can, you know, kind of just fit it, you know, and do my part.
All right.
Tyler, what do you think it is that makes you and Murphy mesh so well together?
Don't know. It's just, you know, some people mesh a little bit better than others. I've been lucky. I feel like I'm pretty easy to work with, you know, pitcher catcher wise, like relationship wise. You know, he's a veteran. He's been around. He has seen the league, and that seems to also, you know, help me out. Help anybody out, but when a guy, you know, has seen all these hitters and knows pitching, knows pitch calling, so I mean, anytime you got a guy back there like that, it's super helpful.
How encouraging has it been just to see both of you guys, have seen these guys for a while, but see what Murph has done the last few days and what Ronald has done, just that with the bats?
Yeah, it's been great. Just high quality at bats, really. You know, Ronald working a bunch of walks today. Murph, you know, I've played with Murph for a while now. When he's got that right center stroke down, is normally when you see stuff kind of start taking off for him. To be able to go bullpen today was a great swing. He's had a couple other. He shot one to right yesterday, I think it was, and then another one right center. And, he's as powerful as it gets. So when he starts getting that offside gap down, is normally when you start seeing some stuff fly, even pull side. Same for Ronald, hit one off the wall yesterday. They're both, you know, it seems like they're both kind of hitting their groove a little bit.
Last one.
Oh, stole my question.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
We're good.